They conversed every couple days over the phone or via email. Each instance left him with a disquieting hunger, rooted deep in a foreign and increasingly powerful part of his psyche. By the time Thursday morning rolled around, he couldn't wait to see her. When his assistant, Anna, notified him of Chloe's arrival, Kellen worked hard to leave those thoughts behind. But something lingered, something he hadn't yet found a way to deal with. That something was desire. "Hi, Chloe." Kellen stood from his desk and stepped forward when she entered his office. Automatically, he offered her his hand. Her footsteps slowed to a stop when she took in the high-end decor of his office and its gorgeous view of Nashville, but then she moved to accept the welcoming gesture. She pulled her business persona into place with a degree of speed and poise Kellen admired. She looked the part, too, wearing a stylish and flattering silk suit of light blue. She had fashioned her hair into a loosely plaited braid that drew Kellen's focus to her neck and the pulse beat that danced there. "So," he thought, "she's not quite as cool and composed as she looks. That makes two of us." In fact, just like the moment he had met her at Iridescence, his world turned hazy and unstable. When their hands slid together, he received a jolt. Absorbing the chill of her fingertips prompted him to increase the subtle squeeze of his touch and offer her a compassionate look. "Chloe, your hands are like ice." She winced, despite the fact that his words were tempered by kindness and understanding. "Sorry, I'm not good at hiding nerves, I guess. I'm a little intimidated." She tried to pull away from his grasp, but Kellen gave her hand a gentle shake. "Don't be." In emphasis, he kept their connection in place until their eyes met and held. Before the moment could stir a lasting awareness, Kellen released her hand, and Chloe looked over his shoulder at the cityscape that was framed in by his office windows. She took a step away, gesturing toward the expansive display. "Would you mind if I take a peek? I'm a sucker for a view." "Go ahead." She crossed behind his desk, and he joined her. It was a gorgeous spring day in Nashville. Cobalt skies stretched to the horizon. Sunlight sparkled off the metal and glass of the buildings that framed in downtown. Beyond it all, traffic crawled along the James Robertson Parkway and Jefferson Street Bridge. An old-fashioned showboat inched its way along the blue-green waters of the Cumberland River. Kellen studied it all, considering the fact that he was generally so wrapped up by his work he didn't take much time to savor the spectacular images that lay before him. What good was success, he found himself wondering, if none of its benefits seeped into his heart and fed his soul? Chloe's eyes went wide. With a soft exclamation, she pointed toward a spot far below. Her gesture indicated a simple red brick building with white accents that was an unmistakable piece of country music history. "Look, you can see the Ryman Auditorium from here." The expression on her face, its mix of joy and excitement, spoke to Kellen's recognition of what was lacking in his life and slid against that empty spot he had just discovered. He laughed, enjoying her verve. "I take it from the reverence in your tone you might like to perform there one day." She nudged his shoulder with hers. "Gee, do you think?" She shot him a sassy look. "The Opry wouldn't be bad either. Think you might be able to swing that one for me, too?" Her playful barb hit home and drew him in, so he backed off promptly, though a friendly grin stayed in place. "I'll do my best." Silence beat by.